You going around with a ball in this weather? It's far too hot for that. I'm not throwing a ball, you silly dog. Yeah, that's it. Don't lick my phone. I don't want it to have any water damage. It's already playing me up. Thank you very much. What's the matter with him over there? Hey, what's the matter with him? He's over at the other fence. Maybe he can hear next door's dog in there. Oh, don't kiss me on the nose. That is disgusting. Oh, I had a really horrible prickly thing in my hair. I think it's from the rose bushes, but it was horrible. And I don't want one of these to tread on it, so I've put it down the back of the swinging seat. I suppose I should have taken it in and put it in the bin. It was like a little flower, but it was all prickly. It had a stalk on it. I don't know if it was off a rose bush. I don't know what it came from. It was a little stalk with like the, but where the flower would be, it was all prickles in a certain shape, like a five-sided shape with a prickle sticking up in the middle. Lammy, it's too hot out here, isn't it? Niall's gone in now, look. He's gone in. I think the kids are still having their sports day. The birds are very quiet today. There's no sign of any. There's always birds in this garden. It must be, maybe it's too hot for them. They're all having a siesta. All I can hear is insects buzzing. And kids. Oh, and it smells so gorgeous out here. I don't even know what it is. It's roses and then some other things which I don't know what they are. I've got lots of flowers in my garden. I've no idea what they are. Oh, there's a big bee. Bee off, bee. I like you, but don't come near me. I don't really want you landing on me. I'll probably scream. I think my swinging seat needs a bit of oil. Definitely something going over there. I think it must be sports day. I miss sports day. I used to love going at our kids' school. We used to go and they were never that sporty. Well, Connor was quite good. He was quite good at the sprint. Ronan hated sports day. But we used to take, you know, you made a day of it. I used to go with my sister. Sometimes the kid's dad used to come get a day off work, but not very often, but sometimes he managed to get the day off and we'd take a picnic and we'd all sit down. And the kids, if they had school dinners, they could come and sit with us, but otherwise they could just come and have a picnic with us, which is what mine always did. Then after the lunch hour, it started in the morning and then in the afternoon were the serious races. I suppose, if anything, it went on a bit too long. If it was a hot day like today. But there was a big school field with cherry trees, so we used to sit under the cherry trees. And they used to bring benches out. But if you couldn't get a bench, then you could bring your own chair or just sit on the grass, which is what I mostly did. And then they have the rest of the sports day, the presentations, and then they could go home early, which was usually about 2:30. So it used to be a nice day. And it's been, Roland's been left primary school 5 years now. He left in 2009, so it's been a long time since I've done that. I miss that, and I miss their Christmas plays. I used to really love them as well. All the Christmas stuff at the school, the party, and they used to have a school bazaar, Christmas fair, with a Secret Santa. No, it wasn't a Secret Santa. I think they called it Secret Santa, but you could just, we donated presents, and then what they did, you pay 50 pence, I think it was, and it had to be new stuff. Just small items, and they went up and they had it behind the stage, and they used to help the kids. They had people there. They used to choose what they wanted. It was for their parents mainly, or other members of the family. And they would pick what they wanted, and then someone would help them wrap it up and write the label if they couldn't do it, which I thought was really nice. That was what... And then they did have a Father Christmas. I think it was the caretaker. All the kids knew it. And they had different other stalls, and we used to have the concerts and stuff. The teachers used to do a performance, but they stopped doing that after a few years, where we used to have an evening where we went and you have wine and food, and the teachers did various sketches and stuff. We used to be really good, but for some reason they stopped doing that after a while. I think probably the teachers they had at the time were too serious and they didn't want to do it anymore, because it was a lot of comedy stuff, but not all of it. There was some of them used to sing, and it was quite good. Anyway, I've got things to do. I've been out here long enough, I think. I can hear a rustling in the bushes. I don't know if it's one of my dogs or the lady next door goes to work and she's got a dog flap and her dog can come out. I think sometimes my dogs go barking at the fence and I think it's at him, because he doesn't really bark much. The only time he ever barks is when he's left on his own. Sometimes he barks. But he doesn't tend to do that in the daytime. That's if she goes out in the evening. So sometimes they go running over and bark at the fence, and I don't know what's the other side, but I think it's probably her dog. Anyway, I'm off for now. Bye for now, and speak at some point soon, I'm sure.